Welcome back to God Invention Radio, presented by Inventor's Digest. And now, here's your host, Brian Freed.
Welcome back to segment two of God Invention Radio with the legendary Ron Papil on our show tonight. Just like to take a moment and let the listeners know you're more than welcome to call in live during the show, not when it's archived, but during the show live, 888-327-0061. You can email me, brian@gotinvention.com. Some general questions coming in, which I'd like to get to also, Ron, throughout the show. So thank you, listeners, and continue to keep sending in the emails. All right, so, Ron, that part when you were at Woolworths, that really was something that really sparked something in you.
Before you give me the question, I just wanted to finish the thought before the break. The invention aspect of the product, and I was talking about the 15-pound turkey.
Yep.
And I was talking about how the machine had to be small. When you initially look at the machine, the turkey is bigger than the machine. And people who will look at it first will say, that turkey can't fit in that machine.
You have a picture of it, actually, on your website, ronpapil.com.
And that's the invention. Anyway, continue.
Right? ronpapil.com is your website, and I know you have a revised website coming up, but in the meantime, people can follow you on Twitter and Facebook from your page. So,
right.
And you could see a picture of you on there with the big turkey and the little pot.
I'm curious about your listening audience and trying to figure out how the turkey that's bigger than the machine, how does it do that turkey? And that's going to be the surprise, and you'll see that in the infomercial.
Okay. Looking forward to it. When is the first time it's going to be airing?
I'm doing the instructional video right now, and I'll be doing the infomercial probably in the next 60 days. As you know or don't know, all my stuff is unscripted in that infomercial, and I don't shoot an infomercial unless the entire audience of about 200 people use the machine for 30 days. And then I shoot the infomercial. And so those testimonials that you see in my infomercials are real. You get the real thing, and I always try to deliver the promise. And so that's the method I use when I do an advertisement. Let the people, if you're going to use testimonials, let the people use it. And then when they sit down in the audience, hear what they have to say, and you get the real thing.
No, that makes total sense. Absolutely. Very,
now,
very nice, Ron. So
now to your
luck.
Question about Woolworths.
Yeah, well, I was thinking that when you were there and people were passing by and you had this section at Woolworths, I think first they put you in an odd section and, you know, then you started to get more prominent space there. But
No. That's not how it worked.
Tell me.
It started out, I always sold well. I was always a good salesman. But I always, you know, you have to believe, if you believe in the product, and I'm very passionate about the products I sell or I develop, although I don't sell other people's products anymore. In those days, I did, and my father was the maker of most of those products, and so I was very happy and confident that the consumer would like it. And once you believe in the product, selling that product is relatively easy. And so, but it's hard work. Of course, television comes along and takes that demonstration that you're doing six times every hour, 8-10 hours every day, and you make that commercial or infomercial, and instead of talking to 50 or 100 people at a time, you talk to hundreds of thousands of people, and you're not working that hard because the commercial's doing all the work for you.
Right. Well, when you were at Woolworths, was it you started to come up with these sayings and starting to get people's attention? Was that the reason why, or did these type of phrases just start to come off your the tip of your tongue?
These phrases, but wait, there's more, or the countdown. I do get a lot of credit for creating that stuff, and a lot of the stuff I really didn't create. It was when you work the state fairs and the county fairs and the flea markets and the store and the department and the Woolworth stores, you demonstrate, you pick things up You learn things. You pick them up from other people. Sometimes you do hit on one, and someone else will copy you. And so those things just come about. No, I don't sit down somewhere and try to come up with a phrase. Although olive oil is healthier, I did come up with that. But Set It and Forget It was created during the infomercial. And I had no idea that I was going to be doing that throughout the show. It popped up early in the show, and I just picked up on it and ran with it.
Okay. Well, that's very interesting. So, Ron, when you – there's inventors at all different stages of the process, I guess you call it. There's people that have that idea on a napkin or wherever they put it, and then there's people that are stuck at a point where they – trying to make a decision if they're going to license a product, their idea, or manufacture it, or there's so many different things out there. When you come up with an idea, Ron,
what's the criteria?
You've done it plenty of times. There's all different paths that you could take, but what can you give the listeners out there? What kind of suggestion?
Well, the way I do it, I do it my way, and I don't just come up with an idea and want to run with it. I think about the marketing of the idea before trying to sit down and waste my time creating a product that's not going to sell and reap the big rewards. And so everything is planned out. It's not this idea, a little widget, and you pursue that widget and you have it patented and you go to those expenses and prototypes and testing and then to find out that you're not going to sell. You're going to sell something, but you're not going to sell a lot to reap that big reward. And so I don't try to create products that won't reap the big reward. Now, another criteria is mass appeal. If you have a product that's so defined in a small specific area, television doesn't care. The cost of media dictates your profitability, making an assumption you have a good product and a good advertisement. If media, Brian, cost you nothing, zero, every piece of product you'd sell, you'd make a profit. Every piece. That's why QVC and Home Shopping Network are such wonderful entities for people like myself, because they own the TV time. Every piece of product you sell on those stations, you will make some money. And so I told you earlier that QVC came to look at my prototype at my house, and as soon as they saw it work, they said, "We want to buy $50,000 for a one-day sale, Ron. When do you want to do it?"
Wow.
And you know that you can make money on all $50,000. If you make $10 a piece, you know how much money you'll make.
That's right. So.
So it's everything is planned out.
Mm-hmm.
Most people who come to me and say, "Ron, I've got an idea," and they tell me their idea, it doesn't have the mass appeal that's necessary to deal with the cost of media. And that's the most major problem of amateur inventors today who are looking to be successful in our business. Try to find a product that's unique in nature, where the mass appeal is there. If you can get that mass appeal, and, you know, I've invented products like the smokeless ashtray and the Ronco clean air machine and the bottle and jar cutter. The area that I try to stay close with is the kitchen. The kitchen, everybody's got a kitchen. Not everybody, but most people like to cook. And consequently, you got this big audience. And of course, we live in a society here in the U.S. and around the world that says holidays, Christmas, Mother's Day, anniversary presents. When you think of buying a gift for someone, you basically want to get something for that special person, something that they don't have. And if they know how to cook and they love cooking, and you've got a new cooking appliance, something that's unique and different, there's a good chance if you've done your homework and you are able to create a good advertisement that you'll get that customer. And it's because of that mass appeal that you can deal with the media. And that's my best advice for people who have the talent to create product. And I always, someone who comes to me and they have this little widget, and I know it's not going to go anywhere, and I'll tell them that. But I say, you know what? You were clever enough to create this. Go back and think of mass appeal. Solve a big need. And if you can do that, you can make a lot of money in this business.
That's what it's so TV is for mass appeal.
Mass appeal, a lot
of the widgets that you might see, they may be something that can do something out in the market, but it may not be the home run, potential home run like TV.
That's right.
Okay. We'll be back with Ron Papil on Got Invention Radio on WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk. We have plenty more to go over with Ron, and you can keep your calls coming in, 888-327-0061. We'll be back in a moment.
If you're a business owner like me, whether you own a small shop or a large corporation, when it comes to building a new facility, you know it, the process can be overwhelming. And if you're concerned about getting the building you need on a limited budget, you call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. Look around and you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $20,000, you can buy a 40 by 60 foot building from Anthem Steel. Anthem Steel has a high quality solution for almost any size building you need, churches, schools, or gymnasiums. So call us right now for a free quote. 800-603-9978. That's 800-603-9978. Even for manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, you know it. You can call Anthem Steel right now for a free quote. 800-603-9978. That's 800-603-9978.
When did men lose their way? Was it Hollywood portraying us as wimps? Is it the daytime serials where we're on our hands and knees begging for affection from women? Is it all the talk shows telling us women want a sensitive guy or a macho man? Well, guy, how does it feel to spend $200 on a couple of dates and never hear from the girl again? Doc Loves the System can change all that. 35-plus years of Doc Loves life has been devoted to a simple question posed to over 10,000 women. Why do you choose to stay with one guy versus another? Doc Loves the System is a realistic approach to dating written just for men. Visit DocLove.com today. That's DocLove.com today for more about the system. It's time to reclaim your manhood. DocLove.com. The system will change your life.
We all need to work on a healthier lifestyle. The stresses of the day take their toll. And if we lack a healthy plan and activities, it's even harder to be fit. To make it easier for you to maintain a healthy lifestyle and reach fitness goals, Better Bodies by Chemistry and the Gina Aliotti Fitness Network have joined together to work for you. Better Bodies by Chemistry is here to provide vitamins and supplements to support and improve your health at a great value. And Gina Aliotti's Fitness Network provides the tools and a fitness environment where women can inspire each other to reach goals. With their help, you can achieve a healthy lifestyle that is realistic, no matter what your life encompasses. Joining the Gina Aliotti Fitness Network assures that you will never be alone in your fitness journey. And with Better Bodies by Chemistry's products, you are assured of the finest quality at a great price. Learn more at GinaAliotti.com and BetterBodiesByChemistry.com. That's GinaAliotti.com and BetterBodiesByChemistry.com.